Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, operator, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I am so blessed to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets Revival Monday for this October 18th, 2021. Now, I have asked our very own minister, Tina Brown, to come forth and open us in prayer this revival this evening in prayer. So, Minister Tina, won't you come forth, please?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this evening, worshiping you and giving you all the praise and glory for another beautiful day you have made for us to be here to be able to worship and learn more about you in this message that's about to be delivered tonight, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you open the hearts and minds of our listeners, everyone that's listening, to be able to receive this message. May they feel rejuvenated and revived. May they apply everything that they've heard in this revival and previous revivals to their daily lives so that they may feel abundant in their lives by walking with you and your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We also want to lift up the message, the messenger of the hour, the speaker of the hour that will be delivering this message this evening. We ask and we pray for these things in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be talking about revival of the heart. Hallelujah. Revival of the heart. So if you would please retrieve your Bibles and please turn to the book of Psalm with me. We're going to look at chapter, the book of Psalm 51. And we're going to be looking at verses 10 through 13. Psalm 51, verse 10 through 13. And the word of God reads as follows. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace. Just asking that, Father, I decrease so that you might increase. Lord, I just pray right now for all of those who are listening, and I pray that their hearts will be filled and they will be blessed, Lord, for what your messenger has to say. By the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, saints of God, I don't know about you, but I know that many of the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive have been on the battlefield for a long time. And when you have been on the battlefield, when you continually pour out, way more than you're receiving back, sometimes it seems like the road gets hard and it gets long, and you just feel like your heart is completely in pieces. But I came to tell you tonight, we serve a God that restores. We serve a God that revives, regenerates, rejuvenates, hallelujah, us in every area. And tonight I'm going to be talking about our heart, because as I look around today and I see the condition of the world, And I see how the church is responding. It makes my heart cry out to the Lord, asking, when, Lord, when? When will we, your people, turn our hearts back to you? When will we, your people, hallelujah, have a heart after you? When will we, your people, truly know and understand that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and we have to live that way from the bottom of our hearts? When will we understand? So tonight, we need to understand. We need to get a heart jump start. We need to look inside of ourselves and see what's really going on with us so that we can address those issues of the heart that separate us from God. You see, God cannot revive us if we are not willing to acknowledge what's truly going on with us. You see, for the Lord to revive our hearts, we must first understand that we need to be revived. Hallelujah. We need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh touch from him. Because as we look around and we see the violence and we see the chaos and we see and we hear the news and the things that people are saying, our hearts can begin to get heavy. And our faith can begin to get faint. The word of God says in Psalms 138:7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of the enemy, and your right hand shall save me. See, saints of God, I don't care what we see, COVID, wars or rumors of war. I don't care what our ears hear. Oh, we're going to have a food shortage. Oh, we're going to, you know, I don't care. We have to know and understand that the God we serve and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ told us in this life we're going to have trouble. But fret not, because he has overcome the world. He said, let not your hearts be heavy. So right about now, we need to allow God to revive our hearts. We need a heart jump start. And we need to realize that obstacles will not be able to keep us from our goal. When we stand firm on the word of God, when we look directly to the promises of God, we can be revived. We can be restored. We will never lose our joy. When we stand firm on the word and know and understand that obstacles can't stop us, so our hearts can still rejoice, because we know even in the midst of obstacles, God is still blessing us. Even in the midst of chaos and confusion, our God is still blessing us. Hallelujah. Those of us that have our hearts turned toward the Lord and we call him Abba, Father, hallelujah, we don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to get downhearted. But all we need to do is begin to stand on the holy word of God and trust and believe that he is and he can and he will. And I guarantee, when you begin to get a praise in your spirit in advance, God will begin to revive your heart. When you begin to pray according to God's word with power and conviction, knowing, trusting, believing God, your heart will get a hallelujah jump start. Hallelujah. When you begin to walk in the word, no matter what's going on in your life, don't nobody know but you and Jesus. Hallelujah. You're saying hallelujah anyhow. You praising on through the storm. You praying for other people. You helping other people. Hallelujah. I tell you, your heart will get a jump start. And I know, you know, even I'm hearing even Christians today, they getting, you know, they letting other Christians discourage them. I've heard Christians say, oh, you know, well, you know, I think the devil is winning. Huh? Excuse me? Sister, brother, come here. I need to check your temperature because you must have a fever. Have you forgotten about how our Lord and Savior went down into the pits of hell, took back everything that belonged to his Father, rose with all power in his hand, all heaven and earth in his hand, and gave the keys to the kingdom to us? So what do you mean it looks like the devil is winning? Excuse you? Well, I just know in my heart. I just know in my heart. I just know in my heart something bad is about to happen. Let me tell you something. The power of life and death is in your tongue. So if you're going to speak, what you say to your heart, what your mind says, it goes straight to your heart. As a man thinks, so is he. So if you keep telling yourself, I know in my heart something bad's going to happen. I know in my heart I'm not going to get it. I know in my heart. I know it. Look, you need to let the Lord revive your soul. Revive your heart. Hallelujah. You need to sit down with him. And you need to let him really and truly teach you his ways. You know. And then we can't let other people discourage us. We cannot be swayed by the misery that our brothers and sister Christians might want to like to live in right now. You know. We can't let them get us off course. See, that's why we have to study to show ourselves approved. Because I have never seen so much worldliness in the church in all my life. And it breaks my heart because I know it breaks the Father's heart. We need to allow the Lord to revive us. First, we need to repent. If there are some things in us that should not be in our hearts, we know what's up in our heart just as well as God does. But what God is going to ask you are you ready to let it go? Are you ready to give it up for my sake? Are you ready to lay it down so that you can glorify me? Are you ready to really walk this walk that you talk? Hallelujah. We have to repent that thing. We have to get real with ourselves. What's in our heart? Why is it? We have to ask ourselves the hard questions. Why is it that it's so important to me what people think of me when it's all about Jesus? Why is it that I have to be seen as the top dog when Jesus is the Messiah? We have to ask those things about ourselves, about those things that we harbor in our heart. How come I get so upset when I see somebody else get blessed? What is it about me? Why is it that I can still jump, buck, and shout, and then in my very heart, I'm cussing people out because God is blessing them, and I don't feel like he's blessing me? See, we have to ask ourselves the hard stuff because we know what's in our heart just like God does. So God is asking us today, you want to be revived? You want to be built up? You want me to live in you? Then you've got to get real. You've got to get right. You've got to repent that thing in my name.
Amen. Amen.
In my name, for my purpose and glory. And then while we repenting, okay, we got to ask for some things if we want our hearts to be revived. Lord, guard my heart. Lord, Graft your word in my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Let my heart's desires be your desires, Lord. This is what you got to do if you want to be revived. If you want to give your heart a jump start. You have to keep it real. You have to go and ask him some questions. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Lord, purify me of all my unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Where I have been proud, Father God, make me humble. Where I have been a liar, make me honest.
Amen.
Where I have been a manipulator, Lord, make me a servant.
Yes, yes.
See, we got to get real. We got to get real. And we got to go before God and say, look here. Lord, I know who I am, and I don't want to be this. I want my heart revived. My heart needs a jump start, and it needs a jump start from you, God. And I know that you said in your holy word that your joy is my strength. So if I am doing the things according to your word and your will, I know my heart is going to get a jump start. Why? Because I'm going to be walking in that joy. My joy is going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. I'm going to be strong. I'm not going to feel overwhelmed. I'm not going to feel downhearted. I'm not going to feel downtrodden. I'm not going to feel overwhelmed because I'm being strengthened by the Most High God through the power of his glorious joy. And then let me tell you another thing. Hallelujah. Woo, he will give me, I got that peace of God. There is nothing like knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know that you are in the will of God for your life.
Yes.
Because see, when you know that, oh hallelujah, all you got in your heart is pleasing Jesus. All you got in your heart, hallelujah, is making God's heart smile. All you got in your heart is giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory. All you going to have in your heart is a jump start of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you're going to have a hunger and a thirst to go out and tell somebody about it. Your heart's desires become that of God when he gives your heart a jump start, when you allow him to revive you. There are days that I know my heart should be heavy, my body should be tired, but oh, when I think about the goodness of God, oh, when I think about how he loved me before the foundation of the world, when I think about how he, in the fullness of time, hallelujah, donned flesh and came down here and dwelt among us. The word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. On verse 9 and verse 10, and the word became flesh. When we want to be, anytime we want to be revived, we don't have to go any further than the word of God.
Yes.
I don't care what you say. You ain't got to turn on. You ain't got to go to the self-help channel. You ain't got to turn on T.D. Jakes, Joseph Prince, or Joyce Meyer. All you need to do is reach as far as your Bible is from your hand and pick it up and ask God the Father to teach you his ways.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks to God, it's time for us to get a heart jump start.
Yes.
It's time for us to stop overlooking the sin within the body of Christ. It's time to stop being complacent and doing things half-heartedly for the Lord. It's time for us to go hard or sit it down. If you ain't got the heart to do the kingdom work, get out the way for those of us that do. Because souls are hanging in the balance.
Yes.
We ain't got no time to be playing, pretending, perpetrating. We ain't got time to be doing stuff with half-heartedness. We don't have time for that. Jesus said, I come like a thief in the night. Nobody gonna know when I'm coming back. I don't know about you, but I need my heart to get a jump start. I need him to revive my heart. I need him make sure. I need to go to him on the daily and say, Lord, God created me a clean heart. I need to repent, whatever it is. I don't want anything separating me from you, because whenever you put your finger of love on me and you call me home and I have to stand before you, the only thing I'm trying to hear from you, Lord Jesus, is well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
And I want to hear that. My heart wants to hear that so badly that I am determined to live for you. For you I live, Lord Jesus, and for you I will die. Because you are my heart. You are the center of my joy. You are my reason for everything, all the time. And every day, you revive me. You touch my heart and my soul, and you lift me up when I don't feel like ministering, when I don't feel like shouting, when I don't feel like praising. Your spirit comes and it fills me. And I get happy.
Yes.
And I start shouting.
Yes.
And I start dancing. Hallelujah. Then I start waving my hands and doing my holy dance. I don't care where I'm at. I could be in the grocery store, in the doctor's office. I tell people, look, let me tell you something right now. Wherever I go, random church services have been known to break out. That's all I'm saying, people. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. Because, see, the Lord just started my heart. I was dying. I was dying. And Jesus himself came and gave me death to life resuscitation. Oh, did y'all catch that? I praise him. Because he, when I was sinking, when I was dying, when I was on life support, when the world was ready to pull the plug and wash me up, my Lord and Savior stepped in and rescued me. He changed my heart set, which in turn changed my mindset. It changed my walk. It changed my talk. It made me a new creation. And I'm praising God for it every day. So tonight, allow the Lord to revive your heart. First and foremost, forgive yourself. Then go to the Lord and repent. And then go and sin no more. Let the Lord revive your heart. Let him clean you up. Let him clean you out so that you can get more of his word into you, so that you can get more praise into you, so you will want to spend more time praying. Hallelujah. So you will spend more time on your purpose. Because, see, your path, when you really love the Lord and your heart has been revived, your purpose is your passion. Hallelujah. So I just praise God for tonight. And if you're in here in the chat room, you're in this room, and you just need to ask the Lord to forgive you and create in you a clean heart, now is the time. Right now, if you're sitting in the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you've never asked him to give your heart a jump start. I got new good news for you today. It's your day. Because he's standing at the door, and he's just waiting for you to open it. So right now, I'm going to ask that we have, and I just give God the glory for this message, and I'm going to let the saints of God put their praise on it and what have you and all that good stuff like that there. So if any of you are in the sanctuary and you would like to put your praise on it, please kindly press your one on your keypad, and I will bring you right on into the worship service. Hallelujah, because if you're not having a good time, let me tell you, I am. So hallelujah, glory to God. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to ask Apostle Jay to come into the room, and I want her to lead the invitation for everyone and to have a relationship with the Lord. Come on in the room, Apostle Jay.
Amen. Praise God for that word. The cleanup. I mean, I was getting so much I was just being fed, and then it made me think about what it is that we need to do. So if there's anyone on this line, no matter where you are in the world, no matter if you're in a chat room or on your computer, Skype, or even if you're on the blog call, all you have to do is simple as ABC. Acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believe that he's the Son of God, and confess that with your mouth. But as she said earlier, there are some things that have to go along with that. God is waiting on us. And he just wants us to just come to him just as you are. It has nothing to do with your clothing or if you're going to go into a church building. You are the church. And that's what he's coming back for. He's coming back for his bride. And he wants you to be without blemish. He wants you to be without spot, and it takes a cleansing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the cleansing of your heart is as simple as this. Father God, I repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he was born of a virgin. I believe that he died on a cross. I believe and know that he defeated Satan, and he obtained the keys of hell, death, and the grave. I believe that he is my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer, who you sent to save me from sin, that I may have life and that more abundantly, and not only abundantly, but eternally with you. All you have to do is just open up your mouth and just say, Father, I need you, and I need Jesus in my life. And he will just gladly come on in because he's at the door now. He's at the door of your heart, and he wants to come in and sit with you. So why don't you just come now and ask not only just for that, but I pray that once you accept this invitation, that you be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit,
in Jesus' name that we're coming for tonight, because this message that was brought by Bishop was just the door and the avenue and the keys that you need, cleaning up your heart so that salvation can be yours.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, that was beautiful. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask my other apostle to come forth, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And Apostle Zeta, I would like for you to please, first of all, bind this message in prayer as you pray for the new converts. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That was a wonderful message. Praise God. I just like to love the way you started out with Psalm 51, that chapter, because David, you know, he was very much about purification.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always noticed about this chapter. One of my favorites all through the year, but always on January 1st of every year. I used to lead our church into it and still do, into that psalm every year. Praise God. But the message was great. And as Apostle J.D.O.N. said, this message set any and everybody up, praise God, that needs salvation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was plain as it could be, letting it be known that God will change our hearts. And I'm saying this, he is a heart fixer. I know for myself.
Yes, he is.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, and getting ready for revival, that is what we want to do most of all, is bring in souls, you know, during a revival. You know, we get ourselves revived, praise God, but then those that are coming in, those that have not accepted the Lord, or even those that have gone astray, that's a good time, hallelujah, to pray them back in, praise
right.
God.
Amen.
And I'm going to getting ready to do what you asked me to do. But
that's all right.
I'm going to pray for the new converts. But you know, it's the word that just really have touched
yeah.
me tonight. I just feel so blessed by his holy word. And if I can, I'll do it quickly. I want to just read Psalms 26 and 2.
Amen.
Let's see. Oh, okay.
Amen.
Thank you. It says, Psalm 26 and 2 says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. And that's the way, you know, we need to go when it comes down to our hearts. You know, we really need to make sure. And if we can turn ourselves into looking at ourselves, like you were saying earlier, you know, we need to recognize and admit, I don't think you said the word, yeah, I think you said accept. If we can't recognize and accept what's really in our own hearts, we can't be revived. So we
Amen.
Have to look in that and ask God to examine me, you know, and allow us to examine ourselves, praise
yeah,
God, and get
Jesus.
It right with God.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
So,
yeah.
So I was just so touched, you know, and you're right, the word, Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ came down. He
yes.
came down from on high for our
yes,
sake. Praise God.
For our sake.
Hallelujah. And the new converts really need to know that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That
yes.
he had them in mind. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when
he
came
did.
Down, praise God, on this earth. Hallelujah. He came for our sakes. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were all sinners. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In need of a Savior. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
praise
you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Father God, I just come to you in the behalf of these new converts, Lord, asking that you would touch their hearts tonight.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will be able to let go of all of that, Lord, that they have been holding on to. Praise God. For the sake, hallelujah, of Christ. Praise God,
yes.
that they could just release everything, Lord, hallelujah, that is not like you, hallelujah, and just trade that over, hallelujah,
yes,
for
Jesus.
A life in you, Christ Jesus, and a life, hallelujah, that is eternal, hallelujah, praise
yes.
God, hallelujah, and we just thank you, for them, hallelujah,
yes,
I pray
Lord.
That their hearts will be touched, hallelujah, that they will receive a jump start. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Earlier.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have all been in a place where we needed our hearts needed a jump start.
The jump
Praise
start.
God.
Amen.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
He will do it. Praise God. Because most of all, that's how much he loves us. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That he will
yes.
change our stony hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Flesh.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord for the new converts and pray that they will continue in Christ
yes,
Jesus, that they will continue to grow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that they will have a wonderful and right relationship with the Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ for the
yes,
rest
Lord.
Of their days. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Glory, glory,
yes.
glory. Mother
yes.
Mitchell, would you like to put a praise on it?
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Wonderful sermon. I praise God for it. And I praise him that on several occasions over the years in my life, he has jump-started my heart and made me better. He helped me to turn away, and young people, listen to me, turn away from mischief and all the boogie-joogie in the world out there. Get closer to the Lord as you read the Word and you study His Word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Show yourself approved in His Word. The world don't care nothing about
you. He got it, Mother.
As soon as see the devil eat you up and spit you out. They don't
come out. Tell them the truth.
For an hour, and they won't even remember that you were ever there. I just praise God for the Lord that He loved us first. He will never stop loving you. He will never let go of you.
Thank you. Amen.
And I just thank God for the Lord and Savior who came and saved us all. Now we have to continue to hold on to that blessing He gave us. So
yes,
I just
we
thank
do.
God for it all. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen, Mother Mitchell. That was well spoken. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go on now. Let's go on over to the Holloways right now. Prophetess and Apostle, you can come on in the room if you'd like to have a word of praise.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. God is so good. I just thank the Lord for the word of God tonight. I mean, it's setting all of us on fire. It's a reminder to us that we got to check ourselves out and make sure that we're right. And I've been reading scriptures, Old Testament, about how the prophets got the leaders together first and told them to clean their act up and then go to the church members. Go to the tribes of Israel and get them straight. But he got us straight first. And I thank God for getting me straight. I thank God for the word tonight that brings us hope and help. I thank God for Jesus tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that word, Bishop. God is
God bless you.
He's doing it. He's moving.
We give God praise. We give God glory and honor. We thank God for the word. We need to jump start. We need to get the battery has been used for a long time. And then the battery wears down.
Yeah.
And so the battery has to be jump started to get back on so that so that we can function. function.
Yeah, that's good right there.
All right.
Yeah, we got to function. And we can't function if the battery's dead. So we have to turn around and get it right because God
that's
is
right,
calling
sir.
Us to a place in Him. And if we don't have that, if we don't get jump started, we're going to miss what He has for us because we have not gotten close to Him because He wants us to put our ear to the ground to hear the sound because
that
the sound has changed from what it used to be. So we give God the praise, the glory, and honor that we can get jump started and hear the new sound. So that we can know how to do what God would have us to do to get to our destiny that God has for each and every one of us. So we thank God for the word tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Yeah. Thank you, Prophetess. We love you so much. Hallelujah. They said that. Everybody up in here praising him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Tina, you know we're not going to leave you out. Come on up in the room, Minister Tina. I know you got to praise God. I heard you all through the service. Go ahead.
Praise God for the message. Bishop, that was a beautiful message to revive us and rejuvenate us and get us back on track and to jumpstart our hearts so that we follow Christ in all that we do and that we definitely transform ourselves into being more Christ-like on the daily. I thank you so much for this message, and I praise God for the Spirit Alive Ministries. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Love you.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Anybody else? I know, hey, because, honey, I know we getting our praise on right now. If you would like to put your praise on, oh, hallelujah, glory. We have some praises that are coming from the chat room. Let me read a couple of them. Okay. Now, mind you, these are my young people, and they just we just keep it real amongst each other. They say, Bishop, you crazy. They said, Bishop, you crazy. They said, but you're telling the truth, and we get it. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Barb. Thank you, Barb. I appreciate that. Yes, I am crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. And yes, I keep it really real, and that's what we have to do. You know, the Word of God stands all by itself. We don't have to pretty it up, doctor it up, or fix it up, okay?
Amen.
Because as you remember what I just told you, Jesus is the Logos, the living Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So if we are going to profess the living Word of God, then we must stick to the living Word of God. And see, what we're having today are many servant leaders are having a failure to communicate that. Their hearts need a jump start for God's Word. So that agendas may be laid aside. Their hearts need a jump start for God's Word, so that their greed might be laid aside. Their hearts need a jump start for God, period, so that they will remember why they were called in the first place.
Praise God.
See, I can look. I start with the leadership of the leadership of God. I am one. So I start with me first. Okay. Every word of God pertains to me just like it pertains to everybody else.
Jesus.
So, you know, hey, our servant leaders, we have to really allow God to revive our hearts because, yes, I know we get tired of pouring into people and then they walk away from us, walk away from the church and then go out and mimic us instead of Jesus. You know, if you're going to mimic somebody, if any of you are out there listening right now, if you're going to mimic somebody, don't mimic the pastor. Mimic the shepherd,
Amen.
Jesus, okay?
Amen.
You'll do a lot more better off doing that, you know.
Amen.
But, you know,
yeah.
Your heart does get heavy. It gets tired. You know, and people just, you know, taking. You know, it does get old. You know, it gets really old. And so we just have to remember that we can't resort to their methods. You know, we have to go to God and pray for strength, for revival. You know, the Lord can't give us any good and perfect gift unless we receive it and utilize it.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
You know, so if we're going to ask to be filled with God's Spirit, then let us receive His Spirit. And that means obeying Him. Submitting totally to Him, because He doesn't need any help. He is God. He's our Parakletos, not the other way around. He's our Comforter, not the other way around. He speaks only things that are spoken to us directly from God.
Amen.
And we can't speak anything directly to, that comes from directly from God. Unless He's speaking through us.
Amen.
So our hearts not only need a jump start. We need a jump. We also need to do a spirit check.
Yes.
What is the spirit that I'm administering God's grace in? What is the spirit that I am showing? Am I doing things with a loving spirit, a judgmental spirit, a vindictive spirit? Because you know we do have some mean and vindictive people
say
up
that,
in the body.
Say that.
Okay, let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
But see, those were some of those obstacles that will not block us from our revival of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we keep our heart turned toward Jesus and we keep it filled with the logos, Jesus, and we walk according to the ways of Jesus and we respond in the way of Jesus. Because see, just like, you know, there is a plan and a response in his holy word to every situation that we can face.
Amen.
Every situation.
Bishop, could I add something to Brother Holloway? I just wanted to tell Brother Holloway that's one of the reasons I love him so much. He took me way back when I was sitting in church as a little girl, and I'd wait for that little nugget of something that as a little person I could understand right then. I didn't have to study the whole Bible, New Chapter, New Testament, Old Testament, or nothing. But when he was telling you, and especially to the chat room people, young people, when he was talking about the engine and the battery, I stayed with my daughter, Bishop, for 4 months. When I came back home, my battery in my basically new car was ruined. I had to take it to the shop.
Come on.
I had to tow it to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God that, you know, that just that little example that he put out there just said something.
Amen.
So true.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So thank you.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
I just love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yeah.
We just come now, Lord God, just confessing all those things that we might have never confessed, Lord, that is down in our hearts, Lord. Those things that we don't want to accept about ourselves, Lord. Oh, we come pouring them out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want you to take it from us, Lord, so that our hearts might be revived in you, Lord. Lord God.
Yeah.
We just pray right now, Lord God, that you would have your way. Hallelujah. We just pray that you send your spirit, Lord. Fill us with your spirit so that we might go out and do the work that you have called us to do. Not for our glory, not for our fame, but for your glory, Lord God. We want to show people your righteousness, not our self-righteousness. Lord, it is not about our wisdom. It is about the wisdom that you have imparted to us by the power of your spirit. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord God, that you revive us and you restore us each and every day when we simply bow before you. We humble ourselves, Father God, and we just let you have your way. Hallelujah. We come right now declaring and decreeing we will submit to your will in all things, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We just pray right now for all of those that will be listening in rebroadcast around this world. Lord, we pray that they will feel your spirit moving. Because, Lord, this is not about radio personalities. This is not about scholar, macho, e-macho, who's the best scholar. This is about glorifying you, O God. This is about having ourselves renewed in you, Father God. This is about having ourselves restored in you. Because unless we allow ourselves to be revived, restored, and transformed in you, we will never hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And Lord, it's my heart's desire, every time I stand up, Lord, that people do not hear me, but they hear you. So they will run to you. It's your grace that is sufficient. It's your mercy, Lord God. That shows us favor. Hallelujah.
Thank
it is
you,
your
Lord.
Unconditional love that can heal us. It is your blood that washes away our sin. Absolutely nothing about us can do anything to raise, to save, to heal, to restore but you.
Lord,
I pray that as they listen to this program, that their hearts will be filled with the love of you. That their hearts will be filled in a way that they will be impacted, that they will be activated, that they will be stirred up to go out into the world, Lord God, and tell some man, woman, boy, or girl that you live, and they know you live because that you live in them by the power of your Holy Spirit. And as they speak, Father God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
They will hold those moments just as Peter did in the church of Antioch. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They will be with such conviction, Lord, that it will cut to the very sorrow and convict all who hears. Because, Lord, you are the great I am.
Yes, all things are possible.
But before we can receive any of it, we must have the right heart.
We must have every weight, Lord.
We must, in the name of Jesus, allow you to raise us up again and again and again. And again, Lord.
We can't do it by ourselves.
We can't do anything without you, Father. So, Lord
Thank God, I pray
that everything that we do will draw attention only to you. Because you and you alone are worthy. You and you alone have the right to be demanding. And you're not. You and you alone can say yay or nay, but you don't. You love us. You pick us up. You carry us on. You dust us off.
You
teach us our lessons. You might have to chastise us, but you still teach us so that you can revive us and move us from glory to glory in you.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, I just thank you for reviving our hearts tonight. I want to just thank you, Lord God, for giving our hearts a jump start. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. For walking through and doing a spirit check on tonight. I just praise you, Lord God, for all of those that are listening. And I just thank you for the movement of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God. And I praise you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. And I pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Apostle J. Leon, hallelujah. I know the Lord has laid something on your heart and your spirit. So come on in the room with that. Because I do not want anything that the spirit is supposed to be saying unsaid. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. This is a prophetic moment because God is saying to all of us, those are in the chat room, there's a purpose for this network. There's a purpose for the will of God, and that's to bring you home to him, bring you into right relationship with him. God wants us to stay focused on relationship. It's time to come out of religion. He says it's time to come out of denominations.
Come out of the skin.
He sent his son to revive us and to rescue us from sin and to save our souls, not our skin. But as I was going up and down my steps, he was saying, you got to let go of religion. It's not the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You won't be treated fair, you see, and you will be sad, you see. That's why there's so much confusion, because no one would preach heaven and hell the way that God wants us to, except for those servant leaders. But you got to know, whoever you are on this
call on this network or in the chat room, on Skype, on your computer, it's not religion that's going to save you. You
that's
need
right.
God is looking
it's
for
Jesus.
A relationship. The same
yeah.
relationship that you have with your best friend. The only
yeah.
true best friend that you'll ever have will be Jesus.
Come
the
on.
Only true superhero
Amen.
That you'll have is Christ Jesus.
Come
he
on.
Can do more than Iron Man. He can do more than an Incredible Hulk.
Mm.
He can do more than a Black Widow, all the Marvel characters, because we're into something into this world because we get caught up. But God wants us to be ready so when Jesus comes back, we can be caught up. And the
Amen.
Thing of it is, the only way he can bring you up is in relationship. I want each of you to look up the word relationship where God wants you to and compare
Thank
it to religion.
Jesus.
And you'll
come
see
on
the difference.
Now. That's a beautiful chapter.
In the relationship with God, he is looking for a relationship. He's not looking for your denomination. He is
not
in religion. And he cares nothing about your skin. The only color that's going to bring you where you need to be is that shed blood shade of red
of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.
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 Ooh, hallelujah. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I just thank God for his spirit moving, and that's
yeah.
another thing that revival does. It brings us back into right relationship with
yeah.
the Father.
Yeah.
Anytime we, you
yeah.
know, it really does. You know, when we're out of sync, when we're out of pocket, when we're, you know, when we've been neglecting the Lord, you know, we've been running to those jobs and we've been running to them jobs and, you know, we've been giving the
faithfully,
Lord them on-the-fly prayers. You know what I'm saying? You know, see, this is what a revival is for. You know, it's time for us to reset, refocus.
Yeah.
And be renewed.
Amen.
You know, that's what revival is for, to reset,
Amen.
To refocus, and be renewed.
Yes.
So
yes.
that we might have the strength, the courage, the wisdom, the discernment, the knowledge, and the understanding of just how important our purpose is to the kingdom of God. And I'm not talking about in an arrogant, look at me, I'm a servant of God kind of way. I'm talking about, look, the Lord has given us a job to do. Now, I don't know what the rest of you going to do, but as for me and my house, oh, we going to serve the Lord. As for me, this temple right here, this, all of me, Shalee Marie, is going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to serve him in the good times. I'm going to serve him in the bad times because I love him in the good times. I love him in the bad times. I trust him in the good times. I trust him in the bad times. So looky here. I'm expecting to be revived and renewed. Sometimes I will go to bed early. I have had one of those days, and I will go to bed early because I know the Lord restores you in your sleep. I will go to bed early so I can be restored. Ooh, I can't take no more. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. Revive. Get a good night's sleep. Wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. New grace, new mercy.
Amen.
I wake up with my mind on Jesus and Jesus on my mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, so when our heart is stayed on Jesus, we can be assured that it will stay pumping strong.
Yes.
Our batteries won't, as Apostle so beautifully said, our batteries won't burn down. Because, I'm also going to touch, I'm going to tell you this, saints of God. You know how another reason why we don't get revived, because we're hard-headed. The Lord, instead of be trying to tell us, sit your behind down. I didn't tell you to go do it. No, I'm going to do this for you, Jesus. Jesus didn't tell you to do that. You told you to do that. You didn't hear the Lord's voice. You heard Brother Jerome's voice, child. And so you sitting there and you're running around, you're trying to please people, and you're trying to hear the voice. You're listening to that voice. And you know why you're doing it? Because deep down in your sanctified soul, you're hard-headed. You want to do what you want to do, and you will find the people that will justify what you do with you.
Yeah.
Honey, ain't no revival in that.
Amen.
Because as Apostle J. Leon just said, hell is a real place.
Yes.
And if we don't allow the Lord to remove those hidden things in our hearts, the pettiness, the jealousy, the insecurity, those things that sabotage our lives over and over and over again because we harbor them in our heart and we never let them go. We're hard-headed. You know. We want to really do it our way. So we have to, you know, we have to allow ourselves to be revived so we can reset, refocus, and be renewed. So that we can be raised up. As Apostle Zeta Flowers taught us a couple of months ago, we need so that we can resurge with power. Because all that we do, we're trying to do it to the effectiveness of God.
Amen.
And you know, how you going to go out and win souls for Jesus if you sound tired? If you're always complaining? If you always got a grumble in your heart? You know? And see, when you do that, you do the Father disservice. So that's why he renews. So when we do go out amongst his people, our faces aren't all screwed up looking crazy. We're not snapping at people. Even if they're obnoxious, even if they're annoying, even if they're racist, even no matter what they do, the more they throw at us, the more Jesus we're going to throw at them. Why? Because that's what's in our heart.
Amen.
And nothing they can do is going to change that. Because we have the love of God, the love of Christ resonating in our hearts. We're allowing him to minister to us, not on Sunday, only when it's during Sunday service. The Holy Spirit is not somebody that just comes in on Sunday. We walk with him on the daily. We walk with him on the daily.
Yes.
We listen to him on the daily. We pray with him on the daily. You know, because see, sometimes we be praying, we be so overwhelmed, our hearts be so heavy, you know. We go before the Lord, we might get down on our knees and all we can do is cry.
Yes.
But guess who wraps that all up in a bow and takes it right on up there to Jesus? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
See, we love that plaque, footsteps. Well, we see the one set of footprints in the sand. And you know, the final line is, that's when I, you know, he said, why is there only one set of footprints? And he said, that's where I carried you. Well, guess who's carrying us while we're on this earth? The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you.
He's carrying us. He's raising us up. He's lifting us up. He's reviving us. As long as we keep our hearts open to him. We repent of our sin.
Yes.
And we give it all over to him and let him do the changing. Let him do the fixing. So I just praise God for all of you. Ooh, it was a lot of you in here tonight. I praise God for all of you that came out for revival tonight. We are praying for Dr. Susie. I'm not sure what happened, but I just know whatever happened, she's a woman of God, and she's doing the work of the Lord. So we just praise God for her, and we'll keep lifting her up in prayer. Hallelujah. And so I want to thank all of the mighty servant leaders that spoke here tonight, all of you that were here tonight. I just pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Amen.
I love you. You did awesome.
Good night.
Amen.
Love you guys. God bless.
Love you too. God bless.
Amen.